Let's call to order the Improvements Committee special meeting of March 12, 2024. First thing on the agenda is Improvements Staff Report. Michael?
Good morning. I have updated the CIP matrix. And keep in mind, this is a...
Be natural.
Oh, okay. Keep in mind, this is... Oh, natural? You don't want natural, honey. So this is currently being revised, and we're going to get to a spot where, you know, we like everything on the matrix. So please provide any comments that you may have or any questions at this point, and we can kind of answer them. And I apologize for the small nature, but I typically print mine off on 11 by 17. Tends to be a little bit more seeable. So we're basically looking at all these projects that we have for this fiscal year, and we're also looking at, you know, prior fiscal year projects. And, you know, as a water district, you know, this is above my pay grade, but we need to determine, you know, how are we going to run our accounting for our capital projects? You know, do we, if we have money left in a project, more than likely one would think that you would put it in the budget for the next year if you have money left that you need to spend. So every year you would designate that. So that, but that's something that the, you know, the district needs to decide as a unit. So, but I have put some of those prior projects in here to illustrate that, you know, some projects do take a little while to get done. And if you look at the comment at the column, it says amounts approved in prior year budgets. You can see some of those. Some of those were have approved funding for this fiscal year, and some do not. And then that's the column that says requested funds to complete project. That's right next to that column. So like I said, please, you know, at any time, send me an email, let me know what you want to see, what you don't want to see, and we can get something together that the board and the committee likes to track our important CIP projects.
Mark said once he was going to try to get us a guesstimate on funds available for each one of these. Will that be in the matrix also?
You know, we're going to run out of room on this thing. so it may evolve into, you know, two tables,
okay,
potentially. And I know Mark's working really hard on that, and we're actually working with him,
okay,
to try to get claw back some of the financials and determine what we indeed have available for these various funds, depending on the funds.
I see you added my percentage spent from current estimate column.
Yes.
Which I think is very helpful. I'd like to spend some time with this and study it.
Of course.
A little bit, and then I'll probably have some comments for you.
Yeah, and if you just minor things, just shoot me an email and we can work that way.
Okay.
For Granley's water intake improvements, the project was put out to bid February 29th. They'll be collected on April 1st. There's a pre-bid conference tomorrow, non-mandatory, held at the intake. We have posted this invitation to bid on the Sacramento Builders Exchange, Construct Connect, CSDA district website. Oh, I guess CSDA again, that's a typo. And the invitation has been sent directly to several local contractors. And we're in the process of working with our environmental subcontractor to prepare a categorical exemption for this project based on an existing water structure that just needs to be rebuilt.
Do we know how many contractors have taken out plans?
I don't know that. Yeah, I don't know how to know that.
Do they order them from the engineer? Is that how it works?
No, they get them directly from either construct, connect, or builders exchange, or they pull them right off of our website.
Oh, they're on the website. Well, that's good.
I have talked to two contractors that were very interested in the job, so that's good.
Is your pre-bid meeting out at the site?
Yeah, we're going to meet here, and then we're going to drive out to the site.
Okay.
All right, item C, Clementia Potable Use Investigation. I was supposed to have a technical memorandum in my inbox when I got back from Oregon, and I checked it this morning, and I have not received a technical memo. As of this time, I'm going to figure out why that's the case and bring that tech memo back to the Improvements Committee in April.
Okay.
Then I wanted to touch on the Integrated Water Master Plan update schedule. This schedule is per discussion that I had with the general manager, and so we're basically going to have April 17th board meeting. Consultants will be on site to present the scenario model to the board with the recommended alternatives, assumptions, and policy options to meet drought and build-out conditions. At that point in time, model scenarios can be reviewed in real time at that meeting based on selection of alternatives, assumptions, and potential policy options. So that's going to be a part one. Part two, there'll be a second scenario model review after you've had a chance to, you know, kick the tires, and then we'll go through that same simulation until the board comes up with the specific alternatives, assumptions, and policy options to include in the draft plan. And then that draft plan and scenario model will be presented at a town hall on May 30th, and I have secured the room for the Country Club Murrieta room. Mr. Booth is who will be the moderator for that meeting. There'll be a public presentation of that. And then July 17th, board will select the model scenario options for inclusion in the draft plan and the resulting Integrated Water Master Plan projects from the selected alternative options will be presented to the board. And then there'll be two more formal meetings. There'll be a draft Integrated Water Master Plan meeting and then a formal Integrated Water Master Plan acceptance meeting. Those times have yet to be scheduled.
And those are board meetings?
Yes.
Marty, anything?
Yeah. Are you going to give us something ahead of the April meeting, or what's going
to
happen?
Yeah, that's my plan, is to provide the board a scenario model memo.
Okay.
Detailing what some of the selection alternatives can be and kind of like how the model works ahead of the April meeting.
Okay.
So you'll have something to review prior to going into it.
Good. And the consultant is on schedule, ready to rock and roll when this is.
Yes.
When this happens. Okay.
All right.
And that's all I have.
Okay. So A, B, C, and D was all part of the memo.
A question: if we get a favorable bid on Grand Lease April 1st, is it going to, would it go to the board on the 17th for approval?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
That would be the thought.
Notice to proceed May 1st or something along those lines.
Yeah, I think that if we get a favorable bid, you know, well, I'll just bring all the bids to the next improvements, which will be right after that, and then the improvements committee will say, yes, move this onto the board, or no, this is way out of our league or whatnot, or let's think of something different.
Yeah. Well, let's be optimistic.
Yeah. Yes.
It'll be the next day, because April 1st is Monday,
right,
and the 2nd is the improvements meeting, so.
That's fine.
Which is fine.
Yeah, the bids have to get in by a certain time, so.
Okay.
So it's good. It's actually good timing.
Do they have to hand deliver it?
Yes.
With the bid bond?
I believe so.
Or should it match?
Yeah, I'll check on that. I don't recall what I have in the front ends.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything further, Marty. How about you?
No,
this is like a...
This is a really good job here.
No.
Yeah, good job, you guys.
Kudos to me for
we have no public comments.
And yeah.
I have a question. There were no forms. I thought they were back
here. I'm so sorry. I put them over here today because I didn't have a little table. No, sir, that's not necessary. Okay. Do you have a public comment? John Merchant has a comment.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know if you're aware of it, but the developer has filed what now is their fifth revision to their application for development. The 697 units has not changed. There's some slight alterations in the village counts. But the main problem is that they have submitted the 39 acres as a mapped parcel. And what they submitted was exactly what they showed you at the improvements meeting 2 months ago, I think it was. And obviously they didn't think your comments were very appropriate because they submitted exactly what they put on the wall. So, excuse me, in that demand, I think it's important that we put the 160 apartments and the 88 residential lots that are on that map. I think we've pretty much had the understanding that if they map it, we're going to count it. And it's like I said, there's some minor adjustments. The thing that there's a request memo of the things that are outstanding, and right now the county's still looking for water and sewer and drainage, and logically the integrated water master plan from, or what will be the water supply assessment after you do the integrated water master plan. Do we have completed plans now from them for water, sewer, and drainage?
For Rancho North?
Yeah.
All that stuff needs to be updated.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's changed, like, dramatically.
It's five times.
Yeah. And I believe we have the 160 apartments and the residential lots as part of the integrated water master plan.
Is that in the worst case scenario? Yeah, I believe it is.
I'll double check.
Yeah, you should check that because it's physically in there and it's mapped. So.
There's other water use associated with that parcel as well.
Okay, that's it. Thanks.
And so, John, for clarification, we're talking about the parcel that's on this side of the highway that's just down.
Yeah, the 39 right acres is one, and the eight villages, which is 697 units on the other side of the street.
So there's been changes in both parts?
Yeah, minor ones.
Okay.
There's changes in Village G. There's changes in Village A, and there's the addition of the 39 acres, which I don't remember
these,
being in there before.
The 39 acres over here that's on our
right,
side of the street,
adjacent to you guys.
Okay.
And the TIS, the transportation study, is in there as well that completely describes the Caltrans requirement for this interchange that's out there. Mm-hmm. So what you were talking about is really already in there. You know, if they want to make a deal to adjust that, I think that's where they were coming from when they were here before. They know what they have to do. Right now it stipulates they have to do it before occupancy, which is not normally what happens, but there was some lobbying that went on in front of that secured that.
So, John, is this, that 40 acres, is that being added under the Rancho North?
The 39 acres?
Yeah.
It's all in the same application, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Marty, anything further? Any...
I don't have anything more.
Comments or suggestions? I have no comments and suggestions. So that leads us to adjournment.
Thank you,
everyone.